So, merging finances can be a difficult conversation for couples, and while many choose to combine their assets, a growing number of couples decide to keep them separate. Word of Mouth producer Logan Shannon and her husband, Derek Janiak, had the dreaded money talk before they got married and opted not to merge their bank accounts. And while Logan will tell you that the financial conversation they had was definitely an uncomfortable one, it was nothing compared to the talk they had when they decided to share an organ.
When Derek and I first met back in 2006, he told me that someday he would need an organ transplant. He had a rare and chronic disease that was slowly destroying his liver, and without a transplant, he would die. When his liver finally began to fail in 2013, I underwent testing to see if I could be his donor. Livers are made up of multiple lobes that can be surgically separated. So one part, in my case 40%, stayed with me, growing to nearly its original size in 3 short months. The larger part was transplanted into Derek, with the idea that it would grow to the optimal size for his body's needs. That didn't happen, and Derek wound up needing another transplant 28 days later from an organ donor.
7.9. How far out are you now?
A year.
You're 14 months. May was the second transplant.
May 13th, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
At a recent checkup at Lahey Hospital with one of Derek's transplant surgeons,
James John Pompaselli.
So you had questions?
Yeah.
I decided to ask Dr. Pompaselli a few questions to find out what happens when an organ taken from one body is merged into the body of another.
The natural instinct of the body is to reject any foreign object or tissue, and that's why transplant patients need immunosuppression to prevent that from happening.
So that's how you control it. You give them drugs?
Yes. Or if you have an identical twin, you wouldn't need the drugs. But for most patients, obviously, we need drugs to dampen the immune system so they don't reject the organ.
So is it the same with all organs, or are some organs and tissues more easily accepted by the body?
Yes. Liver is actually one that's one of the easier ones to accept. Liver transplants technically challenging, but immunologically pretty easy. Kidney transplant, on the other hand, is technically a relatively easy operation, but immunologically much tougher. Skin transplants are actually fairly difficult immunologically. So bowel transplants, another one, because bowel has a lot of lymphatic tissue within it. So those are types of organs that are easier to reject than, say, a liver is.
I know we talked about identical twins, but there are any instances where it's not an identical twin situation, would they ever accept the organ?
Yeah, generally, right off the bat, no. But there have been cases of people who've been transplanted and then years later, maybe for whatever reason, they stopped their immunosuppression medication. And about 10% of those patients end up not rejecting the organ. 90% will. And that's where the whole concept of chimerism has come in, based on these kind of natural experiments that have occurred in transplant patients.
That word, chimerism, you may have heard it before. A chimera was, according to Greek mythology, a terrifying creature. Homer described one in the Iliad this way: a thing of immortal make, not human, lion-fronted and snake-behind, a goat in the middle, and snorting out the breath of the terrible flame of bright fire. These days, a chimera or chimerism describes anything composed of separate parts, typically mythical and definitely outrageous. When it comes to organ and tissue transplants, chimerism gets a little more complicated.
So can you test a patient and see if they were a chimera, if they were actually accepting the organ?
Yeah, so developing chimerism is not the same as developing tolerance. So tolerance means that your body has accepted the organ and won't reject it. Chimerism is basically just demonstrating that the recipient has some of the donor white cells in their blood. So having a state of chimerism is not the same as developing tolerance.
Part of my liver was inside my husband Derek's abdomen for about 28 days. So does he still have my DNA in his body?
He might. Basically what happens is when you have a transplant, there, even though we flushed the organs, of any blood. There are always some white cells, what we call passenger leukocytes, that come across. And then invariably those get kind of rinsed into the recipient. Whether or not they stay and populate and grow and thrive, we would have to test and basically see if he has any white cells that are XX chromosome, which would suggest female, versus, you know, XY. So it's possible that there are some of your cells circulating, but there may not be.
Okay, so then his situation is a little unique because I donated part of my organ, but that organ failed. And then you took an organ from another donor and transplanted it into him.
Was that a male or female? I can't remember.
That was a male.
It was a male. So we could test him, and if he has any female cells, that would be from you.
Okay, but so technically, like if you took a DNA sample from him right now, would you see three sets of DNA?
Well, if you look specifically at the white cells, it's possible, yes. You know, if you just took a, you know, hair sample from him, it wouldn't show. It would have to be of the white cells circulating in his blood.
If you think about your job and what you do, you're taking organs from donors and you're transplanting them into recipients. Is it like you're merging two people together?
We don't really look at it that way, although it is an interesting concept. Although we all have heard anecdotal stories of people, you know, saying, yeah, I love mustard now and I hated mustard before a transplant. And then the donor family says, well, oh, you know, my son loved mustard, you know, that kind of thing. You do hear those kinds of stories of, which makes you wonder if something is coming across. But we don't really think about it as a merging per se, but it is.
I had a thought, dear, however scary, about that night, the bugs and the dirt.
Word of Mouth producer Logan Shannon there, speaking with Dr. John Pompaselli, Surgical Director of Transplantation at Lahey Hospital and Medical Center. We are thrilled to report that Logan and her husband Derek are doing very well. They shared their transplant story with NHPR health reporter Todd Bookman last summer. You'll find a link to hear that story at wordofmouthradio.org.
Honey, just put your sweet lips on my lips. We should just kiss like